It is time now for the Trader Bills Fishery Report, and joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, even though we've got muzzle loading season, we've got other things coming up as well. I wanted to remind folks, in case they did not know, we start the drawdown on November 1st, I believe it is. And they've got to do some things to get ready for that. And we've got the time change on November 4th. So a whole bunch of stuff going on. What do people have to do for their drawdown if they're on the lake?
Well, the main issue is your dock and, of course, boat and or in that dock. The shallow bays on Hamilton especially, the back of the Little Mazarn, the back of the Big Mazarn, the back of Hot Springs Creek, any of those very tail end of bays are the ones that people really have to pay the most attention to. If you're on the main channel, usually you have deep enough water that it's not as big of an issue. But if you're in the back of a creek, you've got to figure out just exactly, you know, whether or not your lift in your dock is going to be sitting on the bottom or whether your dock needs to be pushed out. And all the dock companies on Lake Hamilton do that for you, whoever built your dock, if it's a floating dock. Now, if it's on stilts, if it's on legs, it's kind of irrelevant. You can usually make something work on that. But if it's a floating dock, you've got to pay attention to that. The second thing, of course, is if you are planning on doing any changes or work on your seawalls or docks or any of that stuff, you got to check and see if it needs to have to be permitted, because energy makes you get a permit to do work on your stuff. Now, little simple things, replacing boards that are rotted, you know, that's one thing that's usually not a big deal. But if you're planning on doing a lot of work, then it's all got to be permitted.
The notice that Energy sent out, they said they would begin their annual drawdown on Hamilton and Catherine on the 1st. They say this year will be a 5-foot drawdown to help facilitate vegetation management and allow for better access to facilities located on the lakes. I'd like to know where they found a vegetation problem.
I don't know about the adjective problem. The only people that complain about it is if, like I said, you're in the very back of a shallow bay, because there's all kinds of moss growing right at the base of the Blakely Dam all the way down to 270 Bridge. Just on the other side of the sandbar is about where the vegetation slows down and growing. Then if you go on the opposite end of the lake, in the very guts of some of them pockets, there's naiad growing, but it's not that it's choking anything that I had seen, because I've spent a lot of time on Hamilton this summer, and I haven't seen, you know, any vegetation that I consider to be a nuisance to too many people.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I have found a few places, but like you say, I wouldn't consider it a nuisance.
No.
But whatever. And the time changes on November 4th. Now, a lot of people, okay, so that affects a lot of people.
Yeah, it certainly does, and I think everybody's kind of ready for that anyway. You know, hunting right now is awful nice because it doesn't get daylight till later, so you can kind of sleep in just a little bit. But whenever daylight savings time switches, that means you're waking up at 4:30 and 5 o'clock again.
Fall back.
That's right. Yeah, so, yeah, that's the only issue I hated about it, was having to wake up earlier.
Any reports?
Got a good one off of Ouachita yesterday. Now, a couple things are going on Ouachita right now. Number one, you know, typical for this time of year, these Kentuckys are schooled up in creeks. A lot of breaking action in the morning, and then right there before sunset as well. So if you're wanting to go breakfish fishing, you really need to go up on the north side of Ouachita, the mouth of Rabbit, mouth of Cedarfush, all the way through the Blakelys. In the middle of those ditches and creek channel swings, you'll see shad starting to ball up, and that's whenever they'll start coming up. A Duo Realis spy bait is really a deadly weapon for that. Of course, a spoon is something else that you can catch quite a few fish using. There's a lot of people that are catching a lot of breaking fish right now, and it's a lot of fun.
You know, right now, Lake Ouachita is down 4.99. This is about my favorite space to be down, because you've got some timber up above water. You've got the moss right at or below the water line. That's the perfect level for me.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you hit the nail on the head, that moss line being right there at the surface is a lot of fun to fish.
Greeson is down 5.96. Ozark is going to be there this Saturday. And DeGray is down 7.35. they've come up quite a bit. They're still down a ways, but they've come up a lot of quite a bit from what they were.
Yeah, they certainly are. And, you know, a little bit of rain goes a long way. Another little dose of rain coming in tomorrow, you know, that will definitely help clean the woods a little bit, make a great second weekend for muzzleloading hunting.
There you go. What's happening at Trader Bill's?
Big selection of muzzleloaders still out there. We have Thompson Center and Traditions in stock. All of them are on sale. Got a big selection of powder and primers. We're getting some bullets in today, right now. Got a big selection of cleaning accessories, because after you go muzzleloading hunting, that's the next thing you got to focus on, cleaning that gun for storage. So if you're getting ready to clean your guns, please stop by.
Go by Trader Bill's, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403, the phone number. Phil, appreciate it, and we shall converse again tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bill's Fishery Report, brought to you by Trader Bill's.